May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, November 30th, 2024. Thanks for tuning in. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations worldwide, I guess, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating from four newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. This live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And if you're listening to the podcast now, you know, in the future, these newsletters are listed in the footnotes. So you can click on their links while I'm discussing them, and you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you. So you can create your own customized multimedia show. Now, again, we're doing it live right now. Some of you know how to go to HeartCom Network and pull up the 2024 Quantum Quickening series from HeartCom Network and follow along now with the different newsletters I'll be talking about. So, again, there was four of them, these newsletters. And I'll be discussing the one on X-Men Team arrives as Pluto enters Aquarius. Yes, folks, Pluto has entered Aquarius. This was back on November 19th. And that was a pretty amazing what's going on with Trump's X-Men Team. So I'll be going into that. And I'll be going into See the Good to Make it So. I get into a kind of a warm, fuzzy one, you know, kind of a positive PMA, positive mental attitude perspective on things, because there was some backlash after the Trump's election. You know, I mean, it was kind of quiet for a while. Then, boom, there was all this that wailing and gnashing of teeth. So I thought I'd give kind of a positive newsletter on the See the Good to Make it So. Followed that with some more intensity, revelations, you might say, and that newsletter on November 26th was War, Pharmacide, and Zionism is Finished. The End of War, Pharmacide, and Zionism. Pharmacide, pharmaceutical intervention in our lives, pharmacide. So there's how that's finishing. You know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, the number one enemies of social consciousness worldwide and social, basically social elevation, social conscience in our global social network. So I go into that a little bit. And the one I published today, Reality Report, the greatest show on earth. I'm going to go into that first. But first, published this morning, like I say, I'll be giving that reality show, the greatest show on earth. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Or as I usually say, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So there's a lot of drama on the world stage. We're ending a 6,500-year period of human relationships based on dominance, power, and control. And I'm going to go into the astrology psychology a little bit, what's going on now as we enter a new relationship based on, you know, the Aquarian paradigm of equality, equanimity, and cooperation. So we're talking about the closing out of the 2,000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind those energies of blind faith and fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age. And right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some very powerful quantum field energies with the new moon in Sagittarius, which brings mental fire to our collective consciousness for the next 2 weeks until the full moon. Plus, there are other strong portents, you know, geometric portents for what's going on now with the geometry of quantum field astrology, psychology, you know, at this time. I'm going to touch on that. You know, I could spend the rest of the show talking about the astrology psychology. Right now, though, we got some amazing stuff going on, and I can't emphasize enough how amazing the geometry. There's Grand Trine going on. We're talking about Mars and Leo and the Sun and Moon in conjunction, which is the new moon, you know, in Sagittarius. And both of them are trine Neptune in Pisces, which is the deepest mystical sign energetically, you know, Neptune in the deepest mystical planet, Neptune, in the deepest mystical sign, which is Pisces. So we got this trine of this cosmic fire, you know, Sagittarius and Leo, you know, Mars and the Sun, Moon, you know, with energetically this fire being channeled into Pisces, which is a water sign, which is, you know, this feeling of a deep mystical, you know, just peace and love and just harmony and blissful being. And why even ask, you know, because it's just, there's a knowing, there's just a presence and a knowing. It's like the veil thinning, the veil, you know, being transmuted to where you have a clarity, where it's like that still mountain lake, you know, that reflects the heavens, and you can see through the surface to the subconscious, subterranean. So you can look into the past. You can see, reflect into the future. So the mystical presence of that here and now. Another analogy is like the all-seeing eye at the center of the hurricane. You know, the eye of the hurricane, the peace, the calm, and it's, you're centered and connected, and the whole world is swirling around you, but you're in that place where there's an energy energetically with this trine, which actually is in a kite pattern. There's a reactive point. The focus point of this pattern, this kite pattern with this grand trine, the focus is Mars, but the reflex action of that is Pluto, opposite Mars, in Aquarius. Like I said, Pluto just entered Aquarius. So there's the Aquarian energy is the reflex reaction, you might say, of the Mars focusing Leo, which is collective, you might say, the collective social conscience is being energized right now. And it's being energized in a way that reflexes into our future, with the our Aquarian future is emerging. So anyway, that's a little bit more than I usually get into. But I'm going to go through some of these aspects, just referencing them, not spending much time because I have four newsletters I want to go through. And I want to leave a little bit early today because Fireman's Christmas Ball is tonight, and I need to leave a little bit early. So Doug at BBS Radio, just putting you on alert. I will probably be wrapping it up about 10 minutes earlier today. So I'm just going to reference a little bit of this astrology psychology. There's a hard rectangle going on geometrically between the planets Jupiter, Mars, Pluto, and Mercury. Pluto, as I referenced before, is opposite Mars, and that's a fire sign, Mars and fire sign Leo, and Pluto and an air sign, you know, or a water sign, or air sign Aquarius. I'm sorry, and you've got fire and air in polarity and relationship. Of course, air feeds the fire, so there's energetically. Now, this is in a rectangle. There, the other, you know, cross referencing of energies is between Jupiter and Gemini, which is an air sign, opposite Mercury, which is retrograde right now, which is review, remind, basically restart, regenerate energy, you know, the retrograde. That Mercury is in Sagittarius. So we're going to be reviewing what's happened the last 2 weeks, you know, and projecting, you know, the Jupiter expansiveness in the Gemini, which is basically, you know, might say the mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity, the geometry of divinity, G-O-D as the order of fractal order of the holographic universe that's geometric, but that the understanding of that in Gemini, the higher mental body, especially with the reflex relationship with Mercury in Sagittarius, the higher mental body. Anyway, I'm free associating with some of these aspects with the language of astrology, psychology, as some of you are familiar with. I talk about it. I have for years, you know, with this Cosmic Weather Report on my Cosmic Love Show. Usually do that at the beginning of the show. It's kind of an orientation to the energetic field, the cosmic field, whereby cosmic love can geometrized God consciousness, geometrically ordered divinity, love consciousness, God love, you know, is the, you know, the master key is geometry, you know, as far as the mind of God love, geometrically ordered divinity, the love model with pure geometry thought forms, first principles of cosmic law. This is what I do. So I'm not going to have time to go into the rest of this. I mean, there's a mutable T-square with Jupiter, Mercury, and the focal point being, again, Neptune in Pisces. Then there's creative tension there with an opposition of two squares, focusing the energies, Neptune in Pisces. Just going to reference that. I mean, amazing stuff going on right now. And there's a mutable T-square, again, with this Jupiter opposition, the Sun, Mars, or Sun, Moon in conjunction, the new moon, both of them square Saturn in Pisces. Again, this deepest mystical sign, and Saturn brings congruence to it. This was like the higher mind of God, Jupiter, expansive mind of God in Gemini, in relationship with the Sun and the Moon, both squaring creative tension, you know, congruence, creating congruence with Saturn in Pisces. So this makes it possible, energetically, easier to get a grasp of some of the deep mystical metaphysical, you know, with Saturn, that congruence, Saturn brings congruence in Pisces, which is incongruent, non-linear. So you've got the linear aspects, you know, of time space with that Saturn coalesces, you know, being focused in this metaphysical sign of Pisces, which is, you know, the greatest mysteries are veiled in paradox. So I'm touching on this, and like I say, I could get into this astrology, psychology, the rest of the show. One other aspect, again, that focuses energies, creative co-creation energies in this Neptune in Pisces, which is Neptune is in the last degrees of Pisces. And so you've got the strongest emphasis of these energies of deep mystical cosmic love energy manifesting, or you might say being multiplied, magnified, and qualified by this deep mystical sign of Pisces, the energetic, the constellation Pisces, the deep space energies coming and being stepped down through the planetary energetics of Neptune into the Earth field. So there's a creative triangle with Uranus trine Venus. In Earth sign, Uranus is in Taurus, and Venus is in Capricorn. They're both sextile, which is a harmonic. I mean, the trine between those two planets, Venus and Uranus, is a harmonic aspect. But the energy coalesces through a sextile, again, focusing on Neptune in the last degrees of Pisces. So anyway, I'm really big on astrology, psychology. I speak that language, and I wanted to reference that, you know, but so much for the cosmic weather. I've got these newsletters to discuss. I'm going to, again, focus on first one on this reality report. The one I published today, it's called A Reality Report, The Reality of the Greatest Show on Earth and This Sector of the Galaxy. Galactic Federation Councils, there's a graphic there. And The Secret Space Program, a book by Dr. Michael Sala. Book 7 of The Secret Space Program series. I'm going right into it. Again, this was published today, this morning, November 30th, New Moon in Sagittarius. So here's to a little cosmic humor for today. And I'm referencing this as not just the host of Cosmic Love, but as an unofficial ambassador for the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. So some of you know that I'm into what's going on with the Secret Space Program. I've reported on it for years, you know, the advanced extraterrestrial technology exchanges and the careful monitoring of Earth by advanced humanoids who technically don't exist because, spoiler alert, they don't exist because that would interfere with the prime directive and humanity's free will evolution on the threshold of global unity and diversity. You know, a unified field of consciousness on Earth where, you know, we are one. The new us is united sovereigns, us as united sovereigns of Earth. In other words, we've got to get our act together before we the people worldwide can join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. Now, I've talked about this a lot. Many videos, articles, brilliant people, a lot smarter than me. Here's one of the best videos ever on this subject of the disclosure movement. Disclosed. The video is called, it's a documentary called Unacknowledged. It's got Stephen Greer in it, and some of you are familiar with it. It's an expose of the world's greatest secret. So this is old news for UFO ET researchers, but this subject is assiduously avoided by the deep state lamestream media for obvious reasons. Three obvious reasons. Number one, advanced ET energy technology will make big oil obsolete. Again, UFO ET researchers are familiar with this. Some people don't give any credibility. Since the media won't talk about ETs because they want to influence the development of consciousness individually, collectively on Earth, the prime directive. They're not going to mention this, so a lot of people, they don't even know the ETs exist. They just don't believe it because, well, at least the sheeple. People think for themselves and have researched this subject over the years, know what the situation is. And it's not just big oil. Abundant free energy technology will make scarcity economics obsolete. The scarcity of energy has been, the geopolitical, football for decades. The dollar has been backed by the petrodollar, for decades. That's changing. It's no longer the case, and it's shifting, and it's being decentralized. Power is being decentralized, physical power, energetic power will be decentralized, and that makes centralized power, political power, obsolete. That's a very controversial subject, just like, free energy technology is very controversial. And currently, the power elites, money power thing, the corporatocracy, has hijacked democracy to the extent that gross defects obscure actual gains. In other words, democracy, they always say everything is in the name of democracy, but it's corporatocracy. It's like cognitive dissonance. We have an oligarchy, corporatocracy. We haven't got democracy. So they always do everything in the name of democracy when they're doing just the opposite. Gross defects obscure actual gains. But here comes Trump and Trump's team, the X team, which I'll be talking about in the next newsletter, ostensibly they're advancing Trump's swamp draining agenda. And and they're doing this by liberating abundant free energy technology. Now this is a brilliant point. This is what's going on. This free energy technology that the Trump created US Space Force possesses. Remember Trump created the Space Force? In his last term, 8 years ago, they've had this technology, they've been utilizing the technology, but they've been concealing it to maintain the status quo until now. And there's all kinds of material coming out on, they're leaking this technology out. There's new, all kinds of news releases, and it's like we're right at the cusp of them, Trump coming out, liberating abundant free energy technology, which will just basically, This is going to be the key, the transition to an economics of abundance, quantum everything. So there's an article from Actimus Post that just came out this last week called Government Secret UAP, which is basically UFO program, and how they're using UFO free energy technology. And the byline here is that because of the current energy crisis, we know that a vast number of citizens are struggling to make ends meet with forever increasing energy bills. It's like the energy cost, the cost of petrochemical energy, the transmission wires, and all of that, which is technically could be obsolete. Could have been, what, 100 years ago when Nikola Tesla developed free energy technology, which was suppressed by the corporatocracy, you know, the energy, the billionaire, the billionaires back then. Why? Because they own and control, you know, the petrochemical, you know, energy systems. Anyway, it's not just big oil that's being challenged with the big shift, free energy technology and the quantum everything. Big pharma is being made obsolete by quantum healing technology. And I have a whole link going into that understanding of this technology. I mean, I was one of the pioneers of quantum healing technology with the eclosion system back in 1991, and I have a link on that, goes into that, explains how I was involved with the first time that the periodic table of quantum biology was computerized with the biofeedback interface, you know, for a electrical quantum diagnostic of the fields of the body and what homeopathics, naturopathic herbs, vitamins, minerals, aminos, you know, nutritional supplements work best to for the balancing of the bioenergetics and healing of the body. I mean, that's back 1991, and it's ready to bust out, folks. I mean, it's coming out all over the world, quantum healing technologies. And there's big media that's being made obsolete by the interactive telecommunications technology, quantum communications, what that looks like with global telecom. So there's another article from Activist Post from November 26th. It's an obituary for the mainstream media, which is reinforcing the point. These technologies, the media communications technology, which is the we have experienced or been experiencing with one-way centralized mass distribution of information with no feedback. That's not mass communications. It's mass distribution of information with no feedback. It's programming. You know, mass programming of the mass mind. That's going to be made obsolete with the interactive quantum capabilities whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, but in fact defining and refining collective social conscience in our social media networks. And that's saying a lot, but, you know, people that have listened to my show on a regular basis and or read my newsletters know what I'm referring to. The capability is there. This is where it's going. This is how we get there. So we're also talking about, as far as, you know, the big shift to quantum everything. This includes quantum financial system, which I've been talking about this last year. It's actually, they've been preparing for this behind the scenes. And we're talking about blockchain security, secure transactions, individual to individual, person to person throughout the planet. I mean, this is how, with this quantum financial system, big government will be made accountable to the purpose for which government was created. So telecommerce, telecommunications, telecommunity, telecare, holistic health. The TLC dimension I go into quite often in the show and in my newsletters. Quantum everything, it's coming, folks. This is big drama, what's going on in the collective consciousness of global humanity right now. We're talking about millions of cloaked galactic starships around Earth from all over our galaxy and all over parts of our universe. This is big show. This is a big show. They're watching on their plasma screens. You know, they teleportion, you know, of what's going on here. I mean, there's viewers that really advanced civilizations from all over the, not just our galaxy, but the universe, because there is no time or space when you get into this quantum stuff. You know, it's all connected. And there are those, not just in our galaxy, who are, you know, their light ships can, you know, they can dematerialize and rematerialize across the galaxy, across the universe, as far as that goes. But this is, you know, this is our galaxy, and so it's a big thing in our galaxy when you a huge drama, when you have an entire planetary civilization come into unity consciousness, you know, unified field of, it's referred to as zero point. You know, the spherical consciousness, the global spherical consciousness as a unified field whole, you know, unity and diversity, at-one-ment as atonement, at-one-ment. What's the atonement? Atonement for sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity? Well, it's at-one-ment, come into unity, unity and diversity. So will that happen in Trump's reign on Capitol Hill, you know, over the next 4 years? I don't know. It could. I kind of doubt it. You know, if you tune into way the linear consciousness, the way it's been going in the linear way, it would be a big shift. But, you know, we're on the cusp of so much shift. It could begin the process. I mean, the Heartware Project, I have a link on that, that you can go to the Heartware Project, and that by itself could provide the coherent equilibrium in our, our global social media network communities that could make it so. It could be, you know, just a small, coherent equilibrium and just different social media networks, how that can turn everything around, can basically matriculate the matrix, you know, nurture wholeness and healing in the collective consciousness globally, whereby it becomes a self-evident truth that, you know, we are one, always have been, and we can get back to it, and here's how. Now, this small movement in a specific coherent way is what Buckminster Fuller called the trim tab effect. Now, the trim tab is a small surface on the ailerons, on the wings of a jet plane or the rudder of a big ship. And, you know, on the jet plane, on the ailerons, it can be the size of a postage stamp. But the wind hitting that postage stamp as it elevates, you know, as they move the trim tab, and the wind hitting it makes it possible then to mechanically move the rest of the wing of the jet plane or the rudder, or, you know, and they're bigger trim tabs they have on the rudder of big ships, ocean liners, but that makes it possible to leverage the movement of the entire aileron or the rudder for direction of an airship or our global ship of state, you know, metaphorically. The whole ship of state, you know, like, again, the trim tab effect can redirect the course of the entire global ship of state. Now, this is what Heartware can do for local and global community building, local and global community building, you know, culturing social conscience and social networks, and directing wisdom of the crowd with a high state of sovereign self-governance that makes the deep state obsolete. You know, the high state makes the deep state obsolete. You get sovereign self-governance, you know, self-actualized, realized with interactive, you know, consciousness, evolution, revolution, revelations. And the deep state's made, you know, it's called redirecting wisdom of the crowd with a high state of conscious social conscience, you know, for self-governance. And what's the result? The swamp is drained, you know, so much for the swamp. So there's a great quote by this Nobel Prize winning chemist, which relates to this. And Ilya Prigogine, I'm not sure who that is. But the quote is exquisite, and it is, quote, when a complex system is far from equilibrium, small islands of coherence in a sea of chaos have the capacity to shift the entire system to a higher order. So this is what I was referring to with Global Telecom, you know, Heartware, Wisdom of the Crowd, and also Global Telecare. I have links here, folks, and these links I provide in the articles, the newsletter that I publish, are like chapters of a book. These newsletters are like ebooks, and the chapters of the ebook are in the hot links, you know, that the hyperlinks that I provide, like I just referenced one on Global Telecare. People that are familiar with my newsletters, when they see Global Telecare hyperlink, they know that chapter. They recognize that they've read that chapter in most cases. New people can click on that link in this ebook, go to that chapter and read about Global Telecare. In the future, when they see Global Telecare hotlinked, they'll know exactly what I'm referring to as in terms of a You might say a small island of coherence in a sea of chaos. In other words, coherence as far as a congruent vision for healing the healthcare system with self-perfecting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease. Technology exists to create that. Global holistic healing, universal self-care, free online universal self-care, you know, healing of the public healthcare system can be done. You know, the technology exists. I know specifically, you know, the different technology companies with different components to the capstone vision of how this would work, how this can work now, you know, the technology. But again, if they're given the will to do it, this model of Aquarian health sovereignty, you know, for well-informed choice on what works best for your body type, your metabolic type, your blood type, what works best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination, what works best for the holistic healing of your body, mind, and spirit, you know. The analytics involved and the database standards can make possible this self-correcting, you know, database for holistic healing for yourself, for your children, your family, your loved ones. It's a results-based database, so people can contribute the results back to the database. So as the database expands, people utilizing the system, it becomes more self-evident, like a self-evident truth of what's working best for holistic healing of your, you know, body, mind, and spirit. So in the meantime, folks, we're not there yet. I've been a little impatient. I was a recognized futurist, you know, 50 years ago this month. I addressed 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. I have a hot link on that. You can go there and read the whole story, how I gave the keynote address to 10 agencies of the federal government that were looking at the bicentennial and how they were going to celebrate revolution in 1976, you know, the bicentennial, 200 years since 1776. I gave, after a three-day future summit, I gave the keynote address on, you know, how they could do that with an upgrade of freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government with satellite downlinks at that time, the cable TV systems and a mini computers in the interface with this universal law language cosmic cube interface. How that would work, what that would look like. Gave the presentation, chunked it out, and they were not ready for that. That, of course, as one junior college vice president came up to me after my presentation and said, you know, his eyes got wide. Is he saying that, look, the problem with this is what you're talking about would make a government accountable to the public, the purpose for which it serves, and it would reduce, if not eliminate, bureaucracy, and you're not going to hear from these energies of the federal government. Sure enough, I didn't. Matter of fact, there was clicking tap. My phone was being tapped back in Ohio for the next 2 weeks. But anyway, the point is, that's 50 years ago. We still have a horse and buggy legislative system. You know, that was designed back when that was the communication, the speed of communications and transportation was back at that time was pretty much horse and buggy. You know, And our representatives had to go physically to Washington, D.C., you know, to vote on stuff because there was no communications technology otherwise. So we still have that system in the quantum age. And we're looking at now the fourth wave of the computer internet revolution after prior emphasis on, you know, the four stages of the computer internet revolution. The first stage, first wave was hardware, you know, IBM. The giant mainframe computers, which now you've got the power of your smartphone, you know, of the mainframe computer back then. But back then, that was IBM was the first wave, you know, hardware. And then it was software became the second wave, and Microsoft kind of embodied, you know, represented, you know, that big shift, an emphasis on software. And then the emphasis went, you know, the computer became the network of computers, netware. So you got hardware, software, netware. Netware and Netscape embodied, you know, the third wave. And core Mark Andreessen, who developed Netscape, became a billionaire, you know, just like Microsoft's Bill Gates became a billionaire. And, of course, the IBM billionaires that came out of that. But the fourth wave of the computer internet revolution is hardware. After hardware, software, and networks is hardware. And that's hardcom network. And archetypally, if you understand the Jungian archetypes, I've color coordinated in the newsletter, and those were following along, were able to do so. You'll see that I've color coordinated the hardware, software, netware, and heartware with, you might say, a cosmic, the cosmic cube or the city force square, or the four sided, the pyramid of self and civilization. You're looking down on like a pyramid with four triangles into the capstone in the center. So you're looking down on that, and you've got these. The blue, yellow, pink, and the green, which I've color coordinated with the hardware, software, netware, and heartware. And it's basically referred to in the mysteries as the cosmic clock, as far as these universal archetypes that are the young archetypes: fire, air, water, and earth. You know, government, education, healthcare, and the economy. You know, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce. I mean, these are the four archetypes, the first principles of universal cosmic law as light language. And I have that, again, the hyperlink, light language, so you can see the cosmic cube, the language of light, of consciousness, brightness, scale, color spectrum, geometrized, the language of universal language of light, and the love codes, you know, the geometrically ordered divinity with pure geometry thought forms. So, again, some of you know what I'm talking about because you followed my newsletters and radio shows before. Others, I'm laying it out and explaining that the links I provide, the chapters, if you're not familiar with light language, you can read all about it. And love codes, which is basically the geometry of divinity, or geometrically ordered divinity, for G-O-D consciousness, God love consciousness. And personally, you know, I believe that the purpose and the plan that the ascended masters know and serve is being fulfilled through Aquarian sovereigns of enlightened love worldwide. You know, sovereignty, you know, the owning your own life, learning, health, business, that personal planetary sovereignty is the distinction of those planetary systems that come into unity consciousness. And these sovereigns, these are the light servers, you might say. They serve the light. They're the initiates who are initiating Aquarius as true patriots of the alliance, atonement, atonement. The alliance is in parentheses, and the reference to the alliance is atonement. You know, we are one, unity and diversity, always have been, but coming into unity with unified field process for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with the capital C, as in E equals MC squared, where C is the speed of light. And as you become conscious of how you are consciousness, of how you are conscious, you develop a conscience, like with the capital C. So, yeah, anyway, I've talked about that before. That may be getting off in the metaphoric deep end there, but the frequency shift that's going on during the 2020s, the 2020s Aquarian frequency shift, we're halfway through that. There's a link on that. And again, this is a keynote for who I am and what I'm writing about, the Aquarian frequency shift. This will be changing all of us from the inside out as our DNA strands activate with more heart coherence for mind congruence. Now, heart coherence in terms of the frequency of holy compassion, frequency of, you might say, of love, the frequencies that is basically it's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion. And this is the fractal order of the holographic universe. This is the harmonic that is the glue that virtually holds the universe together. And you can read about that chapter, Heart Coherence, of the book by clicking on that link on Heart Coherence. And for the understanding of that, this is a unified field principle, the coherence principle, you know, whereby we all hang together rather than hang separately. So the key to mind congruence is heart coherence. You can't be mind congruent unless you are heart coherent. That's like you might say the etheric spirit of the law. And as the law comes into mind, into the physical, through the mental body, it becomes congruent with geometric thought forms that geometrize or otherwise represent the first principles of cosmic universal law. Now, this process that we're going through, this 2020's Aquarian frequency shift, we're talking about quantum shift from the inside out. Now, as above, so below, as within, so withal, we're going to see the reflection of what's on the inner, on the outer. And this is the big show. This is the big show that the galactics are watching. So I'm documenting the big show as best I can, and you know, with these newsletters and with the radio show, and hopefully at least my 6 grandchildren will someday read how their grandpa Cricky was a cosmic far out dude. So that's all I have to say about that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. To love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected. Netizen neighbors as thyself. So as James Redfield said, we live in an energetic and dynamic miracle universe that not only responds to our outlook, but is explicitly designed to do so. So look to see, know to be, geometrically ordered divinity. By God's grace and God's time, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. The only thing you have to be concerned with, folks, is what you are asking for. So I am going to go now, but I'm going to have to, geez, I've got 10 minutes if I'm going to leave early to reference these other posts that I did. And the one that I thought was really exciting to me was on Jordan Peterson and Julian Assange insights on what's coming with the Trump X-Men team, the Trump team. I thought there was some really cool stuff in this one. This is a newsletter that I featured with, you know, several keynote points. One being that when I published this newsletter on that day, Pluto entered Aquarius, November 19th, 2024. And Pluto will be in Aquarius until 2044. Now, this is really, you might say, the initiation the power shift of Earth's evolutions, consciousness, into the deep space energies of Aquarius being stepped down to our planetary, you know, into our planetary system. And energetically, how that morphs or transforms or affects our collective consciousness. You know, might say the holodeck between our ears. It's an energetic platform for conscious, you know, revelations. Now, this is the consciousness manifests in the brain as an energetic platform that resonates with the universe. Now, we all, to a certain extent, as we come into embodiment, you know, we cut ourselves off from the source field, from source, you might say. And we begin to frame and geometrize and condition, program, you know, our frames of reference for how we are conscious. And it's not just astrology, psychology. That's very subtle. I mean, the family you're born into, you know, the parenting you get, the food you eat, the community you grow up in, the time that you grow up in, you know, the times shape us, you know, the zeitgeist of the time shapes us. So the zeitgeist right now is Pluto's entered into Aquarius. We're talking about a power shift, and I have links on a power shift to understand this. And an article on Pluto entering Aquarius is, again, the chapter of this ebook. On the X-Men team, you can read this if you're not familiar with it. This is going to be a big energetic shift, and I'm featuring this shift with, you know, this understanding of Trump's X-Men team. And this is by way of Jordan Peterson, who was one of the most brilliant people, you know, on the internet. He's not perfect, but he can be really brilliant. He's got some real brilliance in this video. I highly recommend it on a Trump's X-Men team. And we're talking about, it's a clip from Dr. Jordan Peterson's recent podcast where he gives a psychological view of Donald Trump and his coalition of supporters, you know, Elon Musk, Robert Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Vivek Ramaswamy, and J.D. Vance. And after this, I go into a message from Julian Assange from his November 9th Telegram post, and I'm going to read this. Julian Assange, you know, for those who are not aware, has been hailed as one of the world's greatest ethical hackers. He's from Australia. He's the founder of WikiLeaks, and which has successfully exposed whole libraries worth of facts about the dark side deep state cabal previously hidden from public view. He blew the cover off of them, folks, and he was prosecuted by terrified globalists, for what? For a decade? But he walked free last June, continuing his exposés with renewed vigor. His motto is, "We open governments." Now, if you're a new reader or unaware of Julian's history, you know, blowing the cover on the dark side deep state, some of this may sound too far out for you, but keep in mind, much of this is absolutely true, and some is ordained to become true, factoring, you know, free will in our future. It's not etched in stone. Mankind has free will. Anything is possible. But seeing the future we want, you know, predictive modeling is a way to co-create it. Again, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. So this is from Julian's November 9th telecom post. Trump, now the undisputed leader of the global alliance, has summoned 74 world leaders to Reykjavik, Iceland, for a covert summit scheduled for November 20th to the 23rd, which is supposedly happened. Now, this is a covert summit. This is behind the scenes. This meeting will finalize plans for the eradication of the global cabal and implementing Nasara and Jassara worldwide. Now, some people right here will say, well, that's all BS. Well, there has been a lot of BS put out about it, but there's been truth bits put out about it also. So this is going to take some discernment, but we're talking about redistribution of $600 trillion in stolen wealth using the quantum financial system funds that's been hoarded by the elites and are being funneled now into humanitarian projects, infrastructure, and debt forgiveness programs. This is huge, folks. This is so huge. It's been coming for years. We've been talking about it, and because it hasn't happened yet, people say it won't happen. But, you know, and again, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, but, you know, not just the predictive modeling, there's a predictive progression of the alliance. It's been that's prepared warrants for over 5,000 high-ranking globalists, including politicians, bankers, and CEOs. These individuals will face immediate tribunal trials, and over 4,000 arrests have already been made. Again, I've had emails on this before in predictive modeling terms, and I've published stuff on this before. Hasn't happened yet. Whether it's going to happen now, we'll see. But I gave some insight into some things that are predicted to happen, including Musk's Starlink satellites and how they've detected different things going on about the globalists and how as they've intercepted encrypted communications from deep state operatives attempting to flee to New Zealand, Antarctica, and remote Pacific Islands because they know the jig is up. And this is what I have seen coming and believe is happening now. And I'm kind of, when I say, you know, blowing the cover on this, you know, it hasn't happened yet. I'm just saying, let's hold the immaculate concept. It's going to be a systemic, massive transformation of the corrupt systems that we have now. Supposedly, according to this thing from Assange, we'll see what happens. He says that on December 25th, 2024, this Christmas, the emergency broadcast system is expected to activate, after which military tribunals will begin for all the child trafficking networks operated by elites like Soros, Gates, and Clinton, and tribunals also for the pharmaceutical industry's collusion with globalists to suppress cures for cancer and other diseases and the use of advanced mind control techniques that have been used to manipulate public opinion and elections. Major, major expose. I've been saying for some time that this is coming. I thought it would happen before the election. The fact that now I think with the election, you know, people can hear that this is about to happen. I think they're more receptive to it. We'll be able to hear it better now without panicking. So this is done. I've got other, believe it or not, news in this post, and you can go on to read that. Some great quotes, great articles. I'm not going to have time to go into any more of this. Some heavy stuff, some intense stuff. I mean, the whole world is watching the Trump team, folks. This Trump team, this X-Men team, you know, this is big drama. There's a liberation of freedom and opportunity and the spirit of that with cosmic fire, with this all this Sagittarius air and fire cosmic. There's a great awakening going on now, folks. So I highly encourage that you read what I've been talking about here. And the other two newsletters I haven't gone into yet, but I've got the links on it. You know, get on the website, and you can, of course, go to my archive page at HeartCom Network anytime to read these articles now or review them if you haven't before. The last two that I didn't have a chance to get into is on war, pharmacide, and Zionism is finished, kind of intense. This is what's, I mean, we're talking about predictive modeling and, you know, the end game, you know, for these levels of corruption, the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex, and the political Zionism. We're talking about end game, and that's that article that you can also read. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say for the show today, because I'm going dancing, folks. So hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens, you know, your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, keep, you know, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and by God's grace and God's time, you know, be the change you want to see. So thanks for listening, folks. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. the best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love and action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.